Tip number 180. Hello, this is John Chambers, and welcome to the 1 Minute Tip, a collection of short podcasted tips covering the technologies we use every day. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcast.com. Today's tip, making and recapturing aliases. So as your hard disk drive begins to fill up with stuff, you need to find different ways to organize your content. An alias is a great way to help with this issue. An alias is a symbolic link to a document, file, folder, or volume. Making an alias is easy enough. Select the item, and then go to the File pull-down menu and select Make Alias, or use the keyboard shortcut Command-L. Now remember, this alias can be a music file, a folder, or maybe an application. But a faster way to make an alias is to press and hold on an item, hold down the Option and Command key, and then drag the copied alias, not the original, to a new location. So one of the real benefits of an alias is the file is very small in case size. Aliases will also keep track of their originals, be it a file, folder, or volume. To find an original of an alias, all you need to do is select the alias and then choose from the File pull-down menu, Show Original, or the keyboard shortcut Command-R. Now there are a few things you need to note about aliases. When throwing an alias into the trash, the original will not be affected. And when the original file can't be found, you'll be given the choice of fixing the alias or deleting it. And of course, double-clicking on an alias will open the original. And one cool trick, if you select multiple aliases and find their originals, the originals will pop up in multiple windows. So aliases can really cut down your click time in the Finder. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com or stop by the website at www.oneminutetip.com.